Can do. He has to wear it 24/7. The family checks the battery once a day, because if the battery doesn't work, we can't find him if he would run away. Every couple of months, the battery in that transmitter is a 60-day battery. Every couple of months, I see the family and change out the band in the battery. If Walker would get away, they are to call the 911 dispatch at Taney County Sheriff's Office and tell them that Walker has gotten away, tell them that he's on Project Lifesaver. There are two of the locating device equipments at the Sheriff's Department and two of the locating device equipments at Western Taney County Fire. They would dispatch. They have his picture. They could reproduce his picture, and they would go screaming with sirens on up until a mile of scene, a point last seen, and they would find him quickly. Basically, how it works, it's kind of a radio GPS. I wish Jeff Anderson or Chris Barrett were here to talk more about the locating device equipment, but they routinely check it, and we routinely go around the county and make sure it works. So Walker has autism, and he has been one of those kids that have been deemed as a wanderer, as an elopement risk, so that's why he's wearing the system. Okay. Any questions? Okay.
Thank you.
On several occasions, my wife and I have had the opportunity to meet and greet the Harding family when they drove down our driveway, which is again partially shared with Harding Boulevard. We have never and will never impede their ability to visit their tracts of land that they own behind our land. We have always given them a friendly wave and a cordial greeting. However, they have shown no interest in speaking to us so we could talk to them about the issues that we have regarding Walker, and this is why we're here in front of you now to formally discuss it. We have been made aware that since the research was completed at the request of Commissioner Williams, Harding Boulevard has now been plotted as a 911 road. This is due to a house near our property receiving the address of 210 Harding Boulevard, and thus permitting the road to be classified as a 911 road and providing a reason for the sign to remain. I would like to address this house at 210 Harding Boulevard first. The homeowner is a resident of Illinois. In the year that we have lived here, the house was occupied once for 1 week during hunting season. It has a well on the property, but the well is not tied to the house. It has no running water. It has no electricity. It has no sewer or septic system. It is nothing more than a glorified hunting lodge. It has been explained to me that to keep an address such as mine on T Highway, I need my property's number posted on T Highway. I do, as well as two other homes off of Harding Boulevard. One of those residents is here today to speak as well. However, the hunting lodge does not thus meet the qualifications of a Harding Boulevard address. To make note, this lodge does not have a mailbox or advertisement of its numericals anywhere on the property. It is an unoccupied dwelling that exists solely for the purpose of hunting game. For this reason and those previously mentioned, I am here to respectfully request three things. First, it has been made aware to me that it is very easy to readdress that hunting lodge to a T Highway address. If the commissioners would agree to do this, then it would lead to my second request, the removal of Harding Boulevard as a 911 road. By agreeing to do this second request, my final request would be to remove the road sign. At this juncture, we're not asking for the road to be changed to a simple easement or the name of the road changed. We're just looking to have the sign removed. I'm here today, gentlemen, because there's nothing more important than my son's safety. When I go into the backcountry of Taney County to conduct home visits and investigations for inmates being released from prison, I take every single precaution I can to maximize my own safety so I can return home at the end of the day. Today I'm here to do the same for my son Walker, since he can't speak for himself. My three simple requests can be easily accomplished and significantly increase the safety of my son, all with a vote in the affirmative from you. Thank you for taking the time to listen to Ms. Brown and I today, and this statement is also for you to reference. It's both been signed by myself and the property owner, Marvin Knopp. Do you have any questions, gentlemen?
So you don't currently live
You gave an address before. You gave us an affidavit saying that you can speak on behalf of this property without looking at a map. Is the property where you currently live anywhere near what's currently designated as Harding Boulevard?
Yes. We live at 5061 State Highway T.
Where is that correlation to Harding Boulevard? Tammy, do you have the maps and everything?
If I may, can I approach you?
Wow.
Starts here, comes down here, then our driveway comes off of it here. And the road sign that was in question is listed right here. This house is a T highway address that has a mailbox up here. So do we. And this house back here, David, also has a mailbox up here. So all three of us have T highway addresses. And we meet that requirement by having the mailboxes up here. The hunting lodge I referenced is this building right here. And if you look, that technically all these two homes here are also off of Harding Boulevard. Marvin and Cheryl not on this property. This is what would be inherited to us. There was some confusion when I was talking to Judy over property ownership. There is another name of Wazileski that's at 3136 T Highway. Those are my parents. They retired here on Thursday. I actually fly up to New England to drive there. Marvin and Cheryl Knopf have their own place at 4229 T Highway, also just down the road.
And do you have anything you want to talk about? What was the deal on this?
The cabin is there. It's been addressed, and it's addressed off of Harding Boulevard.
How long has it been addressed?
How long has the 210 been addressed, Judy? Pardon? How long has the 210 been addressed? It's probably about the same time Harding Boulevard got put on there, because that has been in existence, and the sign's been up since 2011, so probably about that time.
Let me ask a question. I'm a little bit confused about what, are you wanting a name change on there? Are you wanting something different? Because I think if 911 received a call and said that they needed to go to Harding Boulevard, they'd know exactly where to go to. So I don't understand exactly. I understand all your situation that you've explained here. You've talked very little about Harding Boulevard and the sign and the location and why it needs to be changed. I think the Sheriff's Department, I believe 911, I believe everybody that is involved, if you had a call on your child, would know exactly where Harding Boulevard was at and go to that direction. So I don't understand why we're asking for a road change, a sign change, in the middle of the stream.
We're not. I'm not asking for the roadside. I'm not asking for the name to be changed. I'm not asking for anything regarding the road to be changed. We're asking for the sign to be removed. The only way to do that is to...
How is removing the sign going to... I guess I'm with Danny.
Right. The sign is causing people to turn down our driveway, thinking it's a public asset access road, and then they're turning around and...
But it is a public access road.
I understand, but with us having the only house at the end of that road, it's causing strangers to come onto our property and turn around. And if Walker happens to be out when that happens, and he's already shown a propensity to get into people's vehicles, we think there's a liability there. Now,
if you don't have a private driveway and you have a public driveway, anybody can drive down that road, and the sign is a location for emergency services to have that availability, whether it be the fire department, 911 call, to the sheriff's department, whatsoever. I have a lot of confusion on why you would want the sign removed, unless you wanted to build your house somewhere on a private drive to where you had a sign that said private drive only. So I'm not in favor of just, If we granted this request, there'd be people all over this county decide that they wanted this to have a sign removed and some other sign put up. And so I don't understand what your request is, and right now I don't see any benefit to you or to your child to have the sign removed. As a matter of fact, I see it as a terrible conflict with the fact that if something happened, that the sheriff's department or the fire department couldn't come to your residence and look.
If I had a Harding Boulevard address, I would completely agree with you. If I have an address on T Highway, 5061 T Highway, it's much more recognizable than Harding Boulevard. Every house that's back there, except for the Hunting Lodge, has a T Highway address.
No, that's incorrect. I'm sorry to interrupt, but that's incorrect because Jimmy has his address off of Harding Boulevard, and for future development, they would be addressed off of Harding Boulevard. And what we would recommend is that an address changes to Harding Boulevard. We can't force that. We can't. There's no law that says that we're able to force somebody to change their address. If they were willing to change their address to Harding Boulevard, that absolutely is doable. What the problem that taking the sign down is, I agree with you, it's a marker. Maybe there's not more than one or two people address off of it, but it is a marker to where it could be used for emergency purposes, and that's the sole point of road names. I mean, 23 years ago when I started, we had Rural Rotten Box, so those were harder to find. The whole point of everything is for emergency purposes and for them to find it. Our suggestion and our offer is that we have private drive signs. Now, we're not in favor. There was miscommunication and misunderstanding of the different reasons why it came down for that short period of time. We understand what you're saying. We get that, but we still feel like it's better for emergency purposes to have that cross name or such as that. And it is going to happen throughout the county and other places for other children or adults or seniors that, you know, will wander or something. That's going to happen no matter what road name, no matter what road, no matter what location. What we would like to do is we have private drive signs in our office. We'd be more than happy to install and put one up, not take down the Harding sign, put the private drive sign at the beginning of their driveway. We'd like to offer that. We could get one made that said no outlet or no through traffic.
Just dead end road is all you need to put on the front of the, as you said, within sight of Harding Boulevard, put dead end road down your driveway and the problem is solved. We've spent enough time here talking about other issues other than Harding Boulevard. And we've been educated and to everyone's benefit that's listening. But the fact that we're trying to talk about a public road being the name change is not going to happen. A public road has been a public road for a reason. You can go through a process to vacate that road, and that process can be denied by any member of the public that lives in that area. But what we can do for you is put dead end road sign within sight of Harding Boulevard. And other than that, I don't think that we need to offer anything that says private drive or anything else. If we do, then we're going to be putting signs up all over the county. So we can put dead end road within sight of the Harding Boulevard sign, which and the problem is, as far as I'm concerned, is solved.
We also have in our office a special information form. And if you have a landline at that location, if you have a landline phone at your house, we can use that to enter the special information, which would have his name. And and any information that you